Could you speak about the subtle ringing in the ear, also I believe known as the sound of silence, as a meditation object, both on its own and in conjunction with Anapanasati? That's something that Ajahn Sumedho used, developed on his own. It's something that Ajahn Amaro, because he spent many years with Ajahn Sumedho, so he developed it as a meditation. I mean, it's just taking, say, rather than the sensation of touch in terms of the breath coming in and out, then taking an audio sensation. Because also one can use visual images as meditation objects. One can use a concept as a meditation object. So that, this particular sound can be then used as an object of attention. And one can also do it in conjunction with Anapanasati. I've never really developed it that much. But certainly it can be cultivated on its own or in conjunction with mindfulness of breathing. The sensation is there. There's that actual sound of silence, sound of spaciousness. Those can be attended to and used as a meditation object. It's sometimes a good way of letting the chatter of the mind dissipate and fall away.